Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're listening from today. Welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast, where we share faith, hope, and encouragement to help you win, not just today, but every day. I'm so glad you could join me. Our devotional topic today is Hope That Anchors the Soul, and our Bible text comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Let me begin with a story I came across in Max Lucado's book, Unshakable Hope. He tells of a World War II submarine crew that got stuck on the ocean floor after an accident. Rescue divers tapped on the hull to check if anyone was alive. From inside, the trapped sailors tapped back a question in Morse code. Is there any hope? That question, is there any hope? Echoes through human history, doesn't it? Whether it's someone facing illness, financial struggles, broken relationships, or uncertainty about the future. Deep inside, every soul is really asking, is there any hope? Now let me ask you, dear listener, have you ever been in a situation where everything felt shaky? Where your emotions were tossed around like a ship in a storm? Maybe even now, you're wondering how you'll make it through the week. Here's the encouragement. God gives us a hope that doesn't sink. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, that hope in Christ is like an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Think about it, what does an anchor do? Keeps the ship steady when the winds rage and the waves crash. Without an anchor, a ship drifts aimlessly and risks destruction. But with an anchor, no matter how strong the storm, the vessel holds steady. So I ask you today, what is anchoring your soul? Is it your job, your bank account, your connections, or even your own abilities? The truth is, those things can fail. But when Christ is your anchor, your hope doesn't rest on circumstances. It rests on His unchanging promises. Listen to what Romans 15 verse 13 says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That means hope is not wishful thinking. It's confident expectation rooted in God's faithfulness. Again, when the storms of life come, what keeps you steady? Friend, let me assure you, God's word never fails, and His promises never expire. Do you sometimes feel like giving up because the load is heavy? Take courage. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Have you anchored your soul in Christ, or are you drifting with the tides of worry and fear? If you anchor your heart in Him, no storm can carry you away. So here's something to reflect on today. Where is my anchor? Am I tied to things that can break away, or am I anchored in the unshakable rock, Jesus Christ? Today, make a conscious decision to hold on to God's promises. Write down one verse that speaks of hope, like Jeremiah 29 verse 11, where God says, For I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. Keep it close. Read it when fear arises, and let it remind you that your soul is secure. In conclusion, beloved, hope in Christ is not fragile. It is strong, firm, and secure. And just as an anchor holds a ship, your faith in God's promises will hold you steady through life storms. Now, let's make a positive declaration together. Wherever you are, say this out loud with me. Today, I am anchored in Christ. My hope is firm and secure. No storm will shake me. No trial will sink me. I stand on God's promises, and I move forward in faith, joy, and victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being our anchor of hope. Today, I commit every listener into your hands. Strengthen their hearts, calm every storm around them, and fill them with joy, peace, and unwavering hope. As they go into their day, let them walk in victory and confidence, knowing they are held securely in you. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, share it with someone. It could be the word of hope they need right now. And don't forget, with Christ as your anchor, you can win every single day. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and keep winning every day.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
What breaks our connection with God? You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.